Bart Malone, City County Council Member at Large. You voted for the increase in the hotel tax today, but that's not necessarily means that you'll vote for it when it gets to the full floor. Could you just explain your logic?
I'm the type of person or politician that I like to get to a vote, not delay it to vote either up or down on a particular issue. I'm still not satisfied. I'm very reticent with the tax, but I fully understand the choices that we face. I may or may not vote for the tax increase at the time that it comes before the council. I'm still looking at some issues, legal issues, in reference to that, having looked at the Colts lease agreement with the CIB. I'm fully committed to the convention center, understand the business that the convention center brings to our city, but I think that we've made deals with the Colts and perhaps even with the Pacers that we probably cannot continue to live with. So other legal alternatives, I know bankruptcy is a very deleterious term to people, but the reality is it was when people proposed that GM go into bankruptcy as well. So with that comment, I feel comfortable in saying that I would like to look at other alternatives in terms of what may occur in the next 2 years. I know we need to go back to the legislature in reference to this issue and try to convince that this is only a short-term proposal and that we need to consider more regional, more statewide consideration for this issue.
I want to grab another one, colleagues, real quick here. But one thing you talked about was if the city, obviously the convention center is important, but maybe the city should look at, turning the Lucas Oil and Conseco Fieldhouse maybe over, to private enterprises to run and let them take care of it or give it back to the state. Help us a little bit through that thought process.
Well, I looked at the lease tonight with the Colts, and some things came up in viewing that particular lease in terms of possible arbitration, possible terms of the agreement that could be changed or at least approach the Colts or the Pacers about the particular agreements. And so the other thought I had, and I know it's not very, very thoughtful at this point in time, and people are not very accepting of that, is the possibility that the Lucas Oil Stadium and Conseco could be perhaps put in receivership.
Now, obviously, I've been doing some research on bankruptcy. Municipal bankruptcy is a little bit of a trickier creature than regular bankruptcy because it requires actually the state to pass a law allowing a municipality to fly for bankruptcy. The way the city's been treated by the General Assembly, do you think that's even in the cards?
Way the city's been treated by the General Assembly, I don't propose that it is in the cards. That's the reality of it, but I think they've forced that conversation on us.
All right. Barbara Malone, thank you very much.
Thank you.